You're listening to the Health Uncensored podcast, episode number 19, from surviving Hashimoto's to a vibrant 2019 with the lovely Jana Bishop. So stay tuned. Now, before we jump in, I wanted to let you know that this episode is brought to you by my brand new life-changing free three-part video series called Thyroid 180, from surviving to thriving, how to heal and reverse thyroid disease without your doctor. Now, if you're out there listening and you've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism, Graves, hyperthyroidism, or any of those thyroid diagnoses, and you were told that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're going to have to take medication forever, or if you're taking your medication, you're doing everything that you're told, you're going into your doctor, you're getting your labs checked, they tell you that everything looks good, but you're still not feeling well, you're still gaining the weight, you still feel exhausted, you're having the hair loss, you have that brain fog, and if it's really starting to impact your life, it's starting to impact how you are with your family, your relationships, your work, or if you're out there and you're listening and you're pretty much convinced you've got a thyroid issue. Maybe you have some of those symptoms that I've talked about, and you've gone to your doctor and you've asked them to see if you've got hypothyroidism. And maybe they've said, you know what? I just think it's all in your head, or it's a normal part of being a mom, or it's just a normal part of aging. Or maybe if you're lucky, they've checked a few labs, but they come back and tell you that everything's normal. But you're still convinced that you've got something going on because this isn't how you normally feel. And you know that this isn't how you should feel. If any of that resonates with you, I would love for you to check out this video series. Again, it is 100% free. And when I say free, I mean free. You don't even have to give your email, your name. It's going to be located on Facebook. You'll watch it straight from Facebook, and you are going to discover some pretty life-changing things. You're going to realize that most doctors, if not almost all doctors, are approaching thyroid disease completely backwards, and that they're making some huge mistakes that are keeping you stuck and feeling this way. And I'm going to help you discover how to avoid these mistakes and turn them around so that you can lay the foundation and actually start healing and getting your life back. I'm also going to share with you 4 things you need to do to start changing your life today. These are the exact steps that I walk women through when I work with them one-on-one to get them the results that they're looking for, whatever that means for you, whether it's weight loss, it's energy to get out of bed and get things done, just to take care of your family and yourself, to go on a walk with your dog, the simple things that many people take for granted, the simple things that you're looking for to get your life back, and not just get your life back, but to really thrive, to get to a place where you feel better than ever. And I am going to share other few secrets that no one is talking about that will almost guarantee these results. And here's a quick spoiler alert. I'm going to show you how to do all of this without your doctor. Yes, I said it. And I know it's not going to make a lot of people happy out there in that medical field and healthcare industry, but it's true. You can do this without your doctor. I'm talking all of it. And I'm going to teach you how. So definitely go and check out this 3-part video series. You can find it on my Facebook page at Talia Lavore Health. I'll have a link in the show notes. Keep an eye out on Instagram at Talia Lavore Health and make sure you check this out. And in some of my episodes, you may hear me reference Thyroid 180, which is the name of the program. If you go to my website at talialavore.com/thyroid180, I will have the links there for you too. So I can't wait to hear what you think about this training. It is really going to change your life, and it's going to set you up for a 2019 that is going to be beyond your wildest dreams. So without further ado, let's jump into the podcast. Well, hello and guten tag, and welcome to the Health Uncensored podcast. I'm your host, Talia Lavore, and I am pretty much super grateful that you're here today. And I'm really excited because today I asked my good friend, Jana Bishop, to hop on to the podcast with me and to share her story And I wanted her to do this because I know a lot of women are going to relate to her. And Jana and I met, gosh, maybe a little less than a year ago, and we became fast friends. I absolutely adore her. But she has had a very long journey, a minimum of 10-year journey, with issues with Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, with weight gain, with repeated miscarriages, many, and she'll share that with you today. And I wanted to have her here because she's really an amazing person. And not only do I think that you'll relate to her story, but so often we have people come on and you listen to podcasts or you read blog posts, and it's these amazing before and afters, and this person did this and they got this. And I wanted Jana to share her story because her story isn't finished. And I feel like that is something that's really applicable to most women. You know, most of us aren't sitting here in the after shot, right? Like, oh, here was me before and here's me after. And now I have everything that I ever wanted. I've lost the weight. I have unending energy. I have gorgeous, luxurious hair. I want to have sex 24 hours a day because my libido is amazing. Here I am living the dream in my after shot. That's just not the reality for most women. And so I love the idea that Jana's story is really, it's dynamic. She's not in the beginning, but she's in the middle. She's not to the end, but we could see the end, or at least the next step towards the end. And I love that. I love that her journey is still continuing and that she's learning along the way. And I think you're going to really, really enjoy this. I think you're going to be able to relate to some of her frustrations and also relate to the fact that sometimes we let life get in the way of what we need to do to take care of ourselves. We let life get in the way of us accomplishing our goals. Especially as women, we tend to put everybody else first. Everything else is a priority. And we keep saying like, oh, I'll get to it after I do this, or I'll get to it once I do this, or once I have this, I'm going to get to it. And then the next thing we know is we just don't get to it. And so Jana and I have been working for quite a while together, but we're going to be diving in again. And I like the fact that she shared that, you know, we started working together and then life just got in the way a little bit. And that's okay because we're taking the next steps forward. I also love that Jana shares how she realized that there are things and ways that you feel that aren't necessarily normal, and that you just have to realize that this doesn't have to be accepted as your new normal, that this doesn't have to be your new everyday life, that life doesn't have to feel exhausting all the time, that it doesn't have to be something you accept, that you are always going to be overweight, or that, you know, you just don't feel like yourself anymore. And you don't have to feel this way. And also, it's not all in your head. It's reality. Things are happening. And even though sometimes lab work doesn't show it, or your doctor doesn't believe it, that these things are not in your head, but that it doesn't have to be this way. So I'm really excited for her to share her journey and to talk a little bit more about what we're going to be doing in her future to actually get her to reconnect with, you know, some of the physical aspects of her body and also the mindset aspects. And Jana is really, truly a special person. You're going to learn a lot in this episode. And also by the end, I'm going to share with you how you can finally get to the root of your thyroid issues, and why, if you are struggling with your thyroid, if you're taking medication and it's not working, if you still feel stuck, if you aren't losing the weight, if your antibodies are staying elevated, if your hair's still falling out, if you still feel depressed and anxious, why this is happening. I'm going to share with you why and what you need to do to finally get to the root of that and change things. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode and meet Jana. Okay, I am joined here with the beautiful Inside and Out, Jana Bishop. Jana.
Talia. Hey. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited. I'm really excited. Jana doesn't know what she's gotten into joining me
today. I'm scared.
No.
Are you kidding? I'm looking forward to this.
Oh my gosh, Jana has agreed to bare her soul and share, just strip down for everybody. And I'm so grateful to her because I really do. I really think that this is going to be such a nice opportunity. I think that so many women are going to relate to you, to your story, and that we're going to make some big changes for you and for a lot of women. So I just was going to tell everybody, you know, a little bit about how we met, like just really quick. And basically, I was like, I was hiking one day, I finished my hike, I checked my phone, and there was a text message from a mutual friend of ours, Rosemary, who I actually did a whole podcast episode on. And she's like, she's very straightforward, as you know. And she's like, girl, you have got to reach out to my friend. We just spent the weekend together, and she's got all these issues with her thyroid that she's been struggling with for so long, and nobody can find out the reason. And it's all these things that I hear you talk about, and you got to reach out to her. And I was like, Rosemary, you got this. I got it. And I immediately was like texting you. And within, I think in days, like we started having conversations together. Yeah. And of course we've been, you know, fast friends ever since because I love you.
Same, love you.
So, I mean, that was where I came in. Rosemary obviously has worked with me. We kind of do a lot of work together. So she hears what I talk about. She knows I work with thyroid issues. And she's like, you need to touch base with each other. So what I thought we'd do, though, is like pause there. And then maybe you can just take us back and kind of bring us back to where all of this started. You know, I know that you've had a history of many things, you know, with your thyroid, issues with fertility. So if you don't mind, just take us back to where you first kind of started struggling with some of this stuff.
Sure. Yeah. well, Talia, you're the best. I'm so happy that you came into my life. I'm so thankful Rosemary introduced us. When Rosemary told me about you, she was like, she's the thyroid whisperer. Like she can figure it out. And I wrote this on Instagram when I was telling people about you. I'm like, I think my eyes rolled all the way back in my head because I feel like when it comes to thyroid stuff, like there's always this hope that I kept putting out there. Like, okay, this is the guru that I need to follow. This is the person with the answers. And then I felt like I always kind of fell short because they were either talking in a language I didn't understand or they were just not relevant to where I was at in my journey. So basically, I think I have had thyroid issues my entire life because even when I was super active as a kid and just, you know, energetic and in all kinds of sports and having fun, like I was always very tired and my weight was an issue, like going into high school, which didn't really make sense when you look at the lifestyle that I had. And so I think my thyroid issues started younger than I probably ever realized. But before I had my son, Rowan, I had a miscarriage, which we were like, whatever, that's a one-off, you know, that's not going to keep happening. And then I had a successful pregnancy with my son, Rowan. And after he was born, I felt like I was dying. And everybody kept telling me, well, that's being a new mom. That's part of it. Like it's sleep deprivation. And I was depressed. I remember I had to go to the doctor because I was just so depressed and just having a really difficult time. So I had built up this pregnancy and built up having my newborn baby in my arms, you know, where you just envision it, like it's going to just be so magical. And then I remember sitting there rocking him to sleep and feeling almost resentful. Like I didn't realize that I was going to be so, I felt so far removed from where I wanted to be in that process. So fast forward like a year of being exhausted. Even I remember sitting and thinking about how I had to do laundry that day and I didn't even have the energy to go to put the clothes in the washing machine. Like it was that debilitating. And at the time I was seeing a psychiatrist cause I was so depressed. And, I remember him looking at me, looking at our notes, and I was on all the right medicines, and I was so diligent with everything. And he goes, I think it's your thyroid. And I was like, what? What would my thyroid have to do with this? And he said, there is no other, like looking at everything as a whole, and like you're a happy person, you're just exhausted. And like, it's feeding into that feeling like you can't accomplish anything. He said, I think it's your thyroid. So he wrote out a thing for me to go get tested. And sure enough, it came back that it was my thyroid. And then I went to another doctor that was a specialist, and she is the one that diagnosed me with Hashimoto's. And my numbers were off the charts, like even where she was just kind of shocked that I was actually functioning at the level that I was. So that kind of kickstarted my journey. And in the middle of that, we found out that my son had a heart defect and he was going to need heart surgery. So we were kind of like, well, we'll just put having another baby on hold. We were 2 years into the journey at that time. I was finally starting to get an idea of like how to, you know, kind of get rid of this fatigue and start to feel like myself again. So we were just done. Like, we'll worry about having another baby later on. So fast forward, I'm on Synthroid, you know, I'm doing all the things that they've said to do for my thyroid. I'm off of my antidepressants because it really was a huge component was my thyroid. And we decided to start having, trying again for another baby. My son had his heart surgery. It was successful. Like we're all like, everything's at peace. And I had a miscarriage, and then we, you know, they were like, it's just whatever, try again in 3 months. Tried again, had another miscarriage. So fast forward over the course of, you know, 5 years, and I had 5 more miscarriages. And, you know, the doctors just kept going, well, we don't know what it is. Like maybe it's your weight. And with each miscarriage, I would gain more weight. And so it was just a mess. It was just kind of constantly trying to find a specialist, trying to work with our insurance, trying to just figure out what to do because I wanted to have another baby so badly. But we weren't in a place to do all the crazy stuff like in vitro and the crazy expensive. So we just kind of went the route that we knew would be best. And that was going by what the doctor said and all the things that they were kind of trying to experiment with me on. So when we met, I think I had already, I was like, I'm never having kids. I'm just going to be fat the rest of my life. Like I'm broken. I don't know what the hell's up with my thyroid. Oh, we're probably shouldn't cuss on here. Should I?
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah. So when Rosemary was like, oh, Talia will have the answers. I was like, I'm sure
cue
she
the
will.
Eye roll.
I'm sure she will. And what's so crazy though, is I feel like my story just pales in comparison to some of the stories I've heard from other women. So I'm really thankful for you bringing all of this to light and letting there be a safe place to say all the things that we kind of just internalize for fear of being judged. So that's what I appreciate the most about you is you're like, open it up. Let's talk. Let's get to the bottom of it. Nothing's off limits. And that's just a very freeing and exciting place to be in. And so I'm really grateful to you that you've created that space for women.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, first of all, for saying that. And there's just so much in your story that I want to talk about. I can't even remember everything I want to talk about. I think I remember when we were talking the first time you said, I feel like you were like sitting on your couch and you're like, I needed to go and get something off the counter or like get something from the dishwasher. And you're like, I couldn't even get from one side of the kitchen to the other. And it, yeah. I think this is really important because for so many women, you know, the symptoms get brushed off because there's something else like, oh, well, it's just, you know, baby brain, or it's just normal to have brain fog. It's normal to be exhausted when you have a baby. And I mean, there are some, yes, you are not sleeping as much as you normally would and all those different things, but obviously this was, you know, severe, and it just breaks my heart that, you know, some of those things get brushed off, and things like postpartum depression so often could be thyroid issues, inflammation issues. And to, you know, some people it gets worse and they just don't have somebody who can connect the dots. And then again, having a huge event in your body, like a pregnancy and a delivery, and how that impacts your body and what it does to your immune system and all these different things. It's just like, it's like you're a ticking time bomb, just ready to roll. And you probably very well did have issues prior to that, and you were just kind of like getting along, and then bam, that pregnancy just triggered it. But I know we talked about so many things, and I feel like I have so many things I want to ask you about. But I think one of the things I'd like to talk about is, like, what were some of your biggest frustrations? Because you're so cute. Like, you really, obviously, first of all, have been through a tremendous amount. I mean, having that many miscarriages physically and emotionally is extremely draining. And then I think you hit the nail on the head with so many women where you just literally feel like you're broken. That, and then you're like, and this is just the way your life's going to be, right? This is just the way my life's going to be for the rest of my life. And this is my new me. But you almost feel like you're outside of yourself. Like, I am, this is not me. Like, this is not the me that I know I am. But what do I do about it? Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And there is, like, I feel like each time that I would talk to a different doctor or we'd try something different and then it didn't quite work for me or I still didn't feel 100%, then it was like that just every time it kind of lessened my resolve to want to try to get back to normal or even to try to enjoy a new normal, but where I still felt confident and vibrant and, you know, excited about life, because in the midst of all that, it just really kind of chips away at so many things. And I don't think I realized it until I took a huge step back of how much of myself changed over the last, you know, decade.
Yeah. And I think part of that happened because, you know, just like everybody that I work with, I had you do a health timeline. And I think it's so valuable to do that because it really, how often do we sit and kind of put it all pen to paper, computer, whatever, and look at your life in its entirety and be like, wow, like I have been through a lot of crap. Like there has been a lot going on here.
Yes. And that for me, I think that was probably the most emotional part of the process because you just kind of go through life. It was like, okay, another miscarriage. Well, I'm just going to keep trucking along, you know, or another disappointment or another thing that I tried that failed. I just kind of started lumping it all into one category and then just kind of slightly turning my back to it. Like, I know you're there. I hate you, but I'm not going to deal with you right now, you know? So doing the timeline, I took several hours to sit down and think it through and then really like allow myself to acknowledge just the heartache in it and the disappointment and the frustration and all the emotions that I kept just holding at bay. Because honestly, I think if I would have let myself feel them and the magnitude that they needed to be felt, it would have been a really difficult time for me. You kind of prefacing it like I need this timeline for this purpose and then things are going to get better. It allowed me to face it with so much hope, you know, instead of just kind of crumpling. Yeah. So it was a really good process, but yeah, it's crazy to look at it as a whole.
Remember, I think you had said like, oh, you're like, I don't even remember that Christmas. Like, I don't even remember anything that happened over that Christmas, you know, and you're just in survival mode.
You are. Yeah. I miscarried on Christmas Day and there are no photos from that Christmas. I mean, I can't even tell you now what year it was. Like I can when I look at my timeline, but it's almost like that year I just kind of let it be removed because I had multiple losses that year. You're right. Like I still like, I'm like, what Christmas, what year was that?
Yeah, sorry. That one hit the delete button. Yeah. Now, what were some of your biggest frustrations along the way? Like being, you know, part of this whole process, what frustrated you the most?
I think, you know, just practical things, dealing with insurance, trying to get into the doctors that I felt like I was supposed to see, spending hours like Googling doctors that I felt like could help me, and then finding out that they're full, like they're not taking on new patients. Or I did meet with one time and she was still really snarky to me, kind of like, you know, aloof. I think that was part of it, is not feeling heard. And then being judged for how they saw me at that moment. And I wanted to hold up a picture of me and be like, no, here's the real me. Like I'm skinny and I'm vibrant and I'm fun and I love life. And here's the me that's like, just, I just need help, you know? And so I felt like they were looking at who I was at that moment and not seeing like what I was trying to gain back. And so for me, that was a huge frustration and always really painful. To just not feel like I was taken seriously or feel like I was overreacting to things. That was just a hard part in it. And especially when it came to like all the miscarriages and those things, just never really feeling heard or kind of being told like, well, just try this. Let's see what happens. And I didn't want to keep trying stuff. I just wanted to get to the bottom of it and get the answer, you know? So those were just the very difficult years of kind of feeling that I was on a hamster wheel.
And I think another thing that you shared with me that was you know, really touching was that you would go into these offices and they would just make assumptions based on your weight. Like, oh, well, she right. just eats a bunch of food all the time. Like she's sitting in her closet with a, you know, a box of right. Oreos.
Right.
And you're like, Talia, and this happens so often where I talk to women, and this is not all the time. Some people do consume, you know, huge amounts of calories and all these different things, but I can't tell you how many times women will come to me and they'll be like, I swear to you, I am not eating. In fact, I don't even want like eat anymore. I remember with you, you're like, I don't even want to eat anymore. Like, I don't even want to eat.
Right. Yeah. Like going out on dates with my husband, I'm like, just take me to the cheapest restaurant because I don't even want to like... For me, food just became such a turnoff because it was like, I always felt like I was in this stigma of like, oh, well, she's going to overeat or, and it was really hard for me. And I remember one doctor telling me, he was like, well, you need to do, he named some high impact aerobics thing. And it was like maybe a year after I'd had my son and my thyroid was still like, I hadn't even really been diagnosed yet, I don't think. And he was wanting to put me on this low calorie, high impact aerobics.
Oh my God. I can't.
I'm like, do you know it, how much energy it took me just to walk up the stairs to your office? Like, you're wanting me to do high impact aerobics. But I still did it because I thought that that's what I was supposed to do. So I joined CrossFit and then gained probably 20 pounds while doing CrossFit because it was the worst possible thing I could do for myself at the time. But I was just trying to like go, okay, well, he knows more than I know and I need to do something. So I think all those misguided things just kind of over time really rubbed me the wrong way, you know?
Well, and I just feel like, you know, over time it erodes, we're born with this intuition and you had instincts and intuition, but you question it. It erodes over time. And you think, well, these people know more, you know, like this is a doctor, like this person went to school yeah. for 8 years, like they have got to know more about this. And, you know, I'm on a yeah. mission to help women understand that you know more about your body than any doctor ever could. And you, that should be validated, you know, like this relationship you have with yourself and you are the one that knows about it. And that kind of, I wanted to talk about this because I know we had touched on this too, but how did your relationships change over time? Like relationship with yourself, with your husband, with food, like how did it shift over time for you?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. I think for my relationship with my husband, he was so supportive and he still is. And so I'm really thankful for that because he saw the struggle and he saw, you know, how hard I fought. Like I was like, okay, I'm going to try a new doctor. I'm going to do what he said to do. And so I think we actually bonded more over it because he saw just kind of the resilience and the determination. But you know, it was hard for him with each miscarriage. Like he was just kind of, he wanted to a baby as much as I did, you know? So we had to kind of navigate those waters together. But I don't feel like it like took us back a step. I feel like it propelled us forward, but it, you know, I would have rather propelled forward bonding over something else. And then my relationship with myself, like I always was such a go-getter and put myself out there. And I really started to feel like I needed to hide because my weight was just making me so uncomfortable. Like I didn't want to be seen because I, again, it was that same thing. I'm like, well, this isn't really me. It's not an accurate representation. And, you know, I feel like some people can have things going on and it's not reflected in their outside appearance, but mine was. And so that was a really difficult thing. Like, always tugging at my clothes when I was in public and trying to situate myself where I felt like I would look better and be accepted more. And that was something that was kind of new to me and it was hard. And I felt very detached, like, I don't know how to reconcile those worlds. So, and then with like food, like I said, I just didn't even want to enjoy it anymore. I wanted to just whatever we're going to have for lunch is whatever I'm going to have for lunch. I don't even care. Like it wasn't even a thing where I would want to enjoy a date or enjoy like, you know, if somebody wanted to have us over for dinner, it was just, I always felt stressed about it. Like food started to just kind of stress me out. Especially when I was trying to do all like the AIP, you know, autoimmune protocol, like I just started to feel so isolated. Like I can't even, how do you eat autoimmune protocol at somebody else's house?
I know.
When they want you to come for dinner. I'm like, oh, I'll just have broccoli and make sure it's steamed. And
you know, I know.
I need it steamed in duck fat. Like all these weird things. You start to feel like a social outcast. So yeah, it took a toll. It took a toll.
It does take off. Well, and I think that's what I want people to realize too, is that sometimes you don't even realize the reach, because that then impacts your relationship with your friends and social things. Like so many social gatherings and things that involve food, and you know, you're out there putting your body out there in front to be judged by people. And I just feel like this, also what you said, I mean, you really, I hear this a lot too, is this feeling of disconnect, like that you're almost two different people. Like you're looking at yourself from the outside and saying like, that isn't even me. Like that, I don't even know who this person is. And at some point you almost, that starts to break down, because you almost like assume this new identity, because you start forgetting this person that you once were. And you think like, this is just how it's going to be. And it just, that's not, you know, it's just not how it has to be forever. And just have to get some of the right questions answered to get to the root of things. But
yes.
One thing I want to ask, and I don't know if you'll be, you know, how you'll answer this question, but what beliefs did you start to develop? Because I talk a lot about thoughts, and I know you and I are interested in some of the same things with like mindset. Yes. And all that stuff. We'll get a little bit more into that, but you know, the thoughts we think over and over become beliefs, and those impact our actions and our life. And so like, what kind of beliefs did you develop about maybe about like your body or your body's ability to get better, or like what your future looked like?
That is so good. And I'm deep in this process right now still. But I mean, just the things that I would say to myself, or I'd catch myself saying to other people, I'd just be like, well, you know, my body's just broken. Like I can't lose weight. My body's fighting against me, because that's the whole autoimmune soapbox, right? Like your body's fighting against you. It's destroying
you. It's attacking you.
Yeah. And so I really started to feel almost betrayed, like betrayed by my body and betrayed by God. Like here I am, like I'm so wanting to do the right thing, and I want to be healthy, and I just felt let down. And so I really started to believe that, like, well, it's just impossible for me to lose weight. It's impossible for me to be happy and healthy. It's impossible for me to carry to full term and have a happy, healthy baby. Just all those things that kind of were coming in through what doctors would say. And then, you know, different Facebook groups that I was in for thyroid and all that, you see other people's things and you're going like, oh yeah, like I totally get that too. And then I'd kind of adopt that mindset. It was so toxic. So for me, yeah, even now, like I'm having to go through when I'll feel a belief or something pop up and I'm like, wait a second, like who said that's true? Like my body actually wants me to thrive. Like every day my body is renewing itself so I can be happy and healthy. So my body is 100% for me, you know? So like reframing those things has been really, really powerful.
I'm kind of glad you brought that up, especially about social media too, because I find this in all different areas, but specifically in fertility and thyroid, where it does get, it's like this disease mindset. Right. And then this toxic negativity, and it just, you know, you don't even realize it, but when you read those things over and over and over again, you just naturally kind of incorporate them into your own thought process, and it distances you from the real truth. And you're right. You know, who said that's true? Like how many things do we actually know to be true? Like there's a, right. I can tell you though, that what you said is true, that your body is for you, because that's supported by the fact that your heart beats at night and you keep breathing. And like you said, your cells renew and regenerate and clean up, and the DNA keeps being passed on, all these different things. So that is a truth, but there are so few truths when we actually break it down and we think about what we're saying. And then that, how that translates too, you know, it's like you're literally training your body to agree with that. Like I can't get better, you know?
Right? I'm like, let me just attract more illness and more disease and more fat cells to multiply. Like basically I was just saying, bring it on. Cause I wasn't being mindful of my thoughts and really taking those captive. So
And yeah, I do think, though, that like the traditional medical model does encourage that in many ways, because doctors say things like that all the time. And whether that, you know, they have good intentions or not, you know, sometimes they just say, oh, there's just nothing you can do about it. You know, like take your thyroid medication and go on your merry way. And they also make you, you know, so often you feel hopeless, like you just have no power and there's nothing you can do. And I think that that's such a big key to success, is knowing that there's always, you know, unlimited potential and possibility. So funny, this is totally random, but somebody posted a post about Wicked, which I was like obsessed with years ago. And yeah, the part where she's like, I'm unlimited. And I'm like, yes, unlimited. And we all fall back in old ways sometimes, but I think this is important for people to understand that it kind of gets to be this really vicious cycle, because you see things in your reality, you see these things happening in your body, and then that reinforces your thought process, which then reinforces these physical things, and it's just this spiral until you can, you know, become more aware and stop that. And I know I wanted to bring it up with you because I know that you and I are really interested in exploring like the subconscious mind and all these different things. And so I want to get more into that, but I was thinking, you know, what do you think, or what do you believe are some of the keys to getting better, to healing? I mean, kind of touching on some of that, I guess.
With your thoughts? Or like,
well, just in general. And yeah, but I think, I mean, your answer could be just, you know, that the thoughts are a huge component of that.
No, you know what? I feel like it was really good. I went to Tony Robbins earlier in the year, and he's, you know, he's just so intense, and he's got this amazing process that he takes you through. But I remember at one point just sitting there and going, you know, I've never really believed or taken to heart the fact that we can create the life and the future that we want. And of course, there's things that are out of our control, but why not create what we want in the areas that are in our control? And so I started really taking that into consideration and going, okay, what are the things that I can be in control of that I can begin to create the results that I want? And so with my health, starting there, like I had like three things, you know, it was like my health, my family, and then my finances. And so just going, okay, I can create the results I want in my health by doing these things. And so starting to adopt that mindset, instead of feeling like I just got dealt a crappy set of cards, actually going like, oh no, actually this is a really amazing lesson for me. There's something gold in this for me. So when I overcome this, or when I take steps to get better, I'm actually becoming more of who I was supposed to be. And so just seeing it not as like this death sentence, because it's not, it's, you know what I mean? It's actually just something that I'm like, I'm strong enough to handle, and I'm going to get better, and here's what I need to do. And so just, you know, taking on that mindset, like I'm going to create the results I want, and I'm also going to create it in a time frame that is best for my body. So I'm not going to lose 80 pounds in a year. I'm probably just not going to, but it doesn't mean I can't begin to create weight loss in my life, even if it's just a pound a month, you know, exactly. And being really gracious with myself and knowing that each step towards that result that I want is, you know, it's making me better. So that for me was like a huge aha moment and something that I'm just applying in every area of life right now. And I love it. But then, you know, it was a major shift in mindset for real, just kind of, and it's so like every day having to shift that. And some days are better than others. But gratitude has been the biggest key for me. You know what I mean? Because I used to wake up and be like, oh, I'm so tired. My back hurts. You know, what's my list today? You know what I mean? Or especially after a long day of shooting photos, like my back is wrecked. And so if I wake up and I just have that on my mind, well, then that's going to set the tone for my day. But if I remember I can create the results I want, and I can create through gratitude, and I'm so grateful for my back. I'm so grateful that I have the ability to take photos. I'm so grateful that I can walk. I'm doing those things really sets it back to like, what's really going on. I'm alive and healthy, you know?
Yep. I love that.
So for me, those are the
I just feel like, so it's this like combo meal of, you know, having good resources and getting to the root of certain things. And then this huge part of mindset. And I actually just did a podcast episode touching on so many of these things where I talked about giving yourself a break, you know, and not focusing solely on what your body isn't doing, quote unquote, right, but what it does do to serve you every single day. And how even just starting, like even what you just said, like walking us through, like, I'm just so grateful I can get out of bed and that I can do this photo shoot and that I can walk. And as you kind of go through that, you just feel your body just like lifting, lifting, lifting. And then that gives you too the energy to make other choices and decisions and all these other things that, you know, that move the needle a little bit in those other ways too. So
yeah, it multiplies. It doesn't just add up. Like your mood begins to multiply to where you're like, man, I really am a badass. Like, look at me, you know, my body is
freaking
amazing.
Awesome.
I can do this.
You are, girl. I love you. And you know, one of the reasons too, I wanted to talk to you today is, you know, so often like we'll do an interview or something like that and people bring on somebody and it's like, oh, you know, Jana completely changed her thyroid around. She lost 80 pounds, blah, 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 doing this one thing, you know? And what I wanted to talk about is the fact that you and I obviously started a process together. Like we started working together. We started putting a plan together and then like life happened, right? Like, and yeah. Life happened and we did what women do a lot, which is like put ourselves on the back burner a little bit. Although you have been working a lot on the mindset aspect of things. So you haven't completely like put yourself to the side, but you had big business things happening, big life changes happening. And so I like that because it's like, it's this process is dynamic and this is just the beginning of your story. And it's going to be moving forward. You know what I'm saying? And so this isn't one of those stories where it's like, and that you share, you know, oh my gosh, you know, Jana ate only carrots for 17 and her whole life changed. But it's like, hey, you know, life got in the way, but you and I have like, we've reconnected. We're like, okay, like we are making this a priority. We have got amazing things to continue to discover because we just kind of scratched the surface, right? We just had a few tiny things that we started doing and then life got in the way. And I like that. And then, you know, to forgive yourself and say, okay, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Those things happened. It's okay that we didn't move forward for a little bit, but we're starting this new year and we're going to do these different things. So I liked that idea of sharing your story today.
Thank you. Yeah. And I like the fact that it's still progress. You know what I mean? And I think because of this has been almost a decade with me, with my thyroid, there's been so many times that I've jumped into things just full force and then been exhausted by it. And so with this one, I was like, you know, it's just going to evolve into my lifestyle and morph into something that is just me and not like a new thing. It's just, I'm taking each step each day to get better. And so I love you for that because you're like, all right, it's still a process. It's still progress, you know, we're still moving forward. And so, yeah, like adding in the vitamins, doing different things each, you know, little bit of time has actually made a difference. So
we literally have only scratched the surface. And it's so funny. This is totally out of context from what we've talked about, but I was just thinking about too, like when you were telling me about, you know, you wanted to go see your doctor and you asked them, you're like, I kind of let you know, like, oh, these are some labs that I think are really, really important for us to look at because, you know, we really need to get the whole picture here with the thyroid, not what most doctors just look at. And you went in and you were like super prepared. And he was said, no.
Yeah. He laughed at me like he just, yeah. And he wasn't being like he was in a way, but it was just kind of like silly you, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, sure. You think maybe your vitamin D has something to do with it. You know, he just kind of brushed me off in a way and he didn't do the lab result, the lab test that I wanted, even though we pay for insurance, even though I had an appointment scheduled with him to work out what's going on in my thyroid. It wasn't his idea, so it wasn't a priority. And that was just like, doesn't that just summarize like most appointments? Yes. If it's not their idea or their concept, it's not their priority. And so it's hard.
I know that totally came out of left field, but I remember being like infuriated by it and thinking,
yes,
I can't handle this. Yes. Oh my gosh. Which is why I continue to teach women how to, I mean, you don't like literally you can take control of these aspects of your life. These are things that you can do on your own. And so, like I said, I've just been so lucky, so blessed to, you know, have been introduced to you and to work with women like you and, you know, hundreds of women, and, but particularly women like you who are willing to, you know, put themselves out there. Like you are so willing from the get-go, from when we first started talking, you're like, I have no problem putting this out there, even though you are, you know, there are aspects of your personality that, you know, you don't share with everybody, but I think you feel so passionately about what this has felt like for you that you're willing to do what it takes to share your story. If that means, you know, shedding light on somebody else's story or validating how they're feeling or inspiring them to take action or what it is, and to share all that. Cause it's not always easy because it's not always pretty, you know, it's like not always just the shiny, you know, pretty photos that we put out there. It's like the real life stuff, but you're willing to do it for almost like this greater purpose and just looking out for other women. And I think I've been so blessed to, you know, work with people like you because of that.
Oh, I'm so excited that through social media that this platform is being built for women to be able to speak up and say, well, here's my story and here's what happened and here's where I'm at in the process. And so it's people like you that are saying like, come on, let's be honest and let's talk about it and let's find a cure. Let's find something to help you. And I love that because it's been missing. It really has been missing, at least that positive space. There's been spaces for people to go and complain and, but for you to create a positive space that is creating change has just been life changing. And so I'm really thankful more women are going to speak up because there's so many stories out there like this.
Oh my gosh, I can't go anywhere or talk to anybody without somebody either personally be affected by thyroid issues or knowing somebody who has. And so, I mean, we have a lot coming up in our future working together. And like I said, just so grateful working with people like you and you and all the women that I've worked with over the last, you know, more than a decade have really inspired me. I've been really called to work and focus a lot on thyroid because so many women are impacted by it. I mean, it really feels, it feels like an epidemic and it is an epidemic. And the problem is like almost nobody knows what the heck they're talking about. You know, I always talk about thyroid. Thyroid issues are like talking about politics where everybody thinks they know what they're talking about, but nobody really does. Like they just kind of throw out whatever they think is in there. And so what I did, and I'm super excited about this, is that I've created this, and I don't even know what I want to call it, because I don't want it to have a name that, like, you know, I want it to be something light and exciting, but whether you call it a mini training, or a workshop, or a video webinar, or whatever you want to call it, but basically, right now, I'm calling it, What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Your Thyroid Can Hurt You. Okay. And it's going to be the 5 reasons why. And then I realized it's like 5 reasons why ... Like, let's just fill in the blanks to what, you know, is going on for you. What's applicable to you? 5 reasons why you aren't feeling better, even though you're taking thyroid medications. 5 reasons why you can't lose weight, even when you restrict your calories and you exercise. Why your hair is still falling out. Why you don't have enough energy to walk across the room or do the dishes. Why you have, you know, this overwhelming depression and anxiety, like all these different things, why your thyroid, this hormone that they put you on, isn't helping. And it's because almost no doctor knows or is sharing with people what's at the root of these issues. And what they don't know really is harming people, because not only do we obviously need thyroid hormone and we need our thyroids to do so many different things in our lives, but it's also indicative of other things happening in our body. So I wanted to put a training together to show people why this, they feel still so stuck, like you, you know, like why after 10 years do I not recognize myself anymore? Why am I still in this place where nobody can help me? And I just it's, I want women to know that it's not normal. You know, it's not normal to feel this way. It's not normal to feel exhausted all the time. It's not normal to feel, to have crazy brain fog. And we, it's easy for people to blame it on other things, but these things aren't normal. And they're, it's actually easier than people think to get to the root of it. And you don't need a doctor to do it, which is really exciting. And so I just, this is going to be the kind of thing where you're going to watch this and you're just going to have like aha moment after aha moment after aha moment. And you're going to be like, why the heck did my doctor not tell me about this? Why has not anybody told me about it? And it's just going to ring true because it's going to make so much sense. And it's literally going to be like, why do doctors not know this? And I have a lot of answers for that, but that's a whole nother thing. And it, most of it is they don't understand it. They don't understand it. They don't know it. I don't care if they're, you know, who they are, but they just don't know. And so you're going to discover exactly why you still feel like crap, why it's not in your head. That's another thing. Well, it's all in your head. You know, for my people who are like convinced that they have a thyroid problem because they literally have 10 hypothyroid symptoms, but they go in, the doctor checks their TSH and tells them that they're fine. And it's in your head, or they throw another prescription at you, like an anxiety medication or something because you can't sleep. They give you a sleep medication, all these different things. And you're going to discover why it's not in your head, why you're stuck. And I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do to just change all of it, to change all of it. And it's like, it's not rocket science. That's the coolest part of it. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to be a doctor and endocrinologist. And I'm actually glad that you're not, because these people do not know. They don't know what's going on. And you don't, you just can go and finally get some answers that you've been looking for. So I'm super pumped about the training or the workshop or whatever you want to call it that makes you excited. But just know that you can actually go right now. You can go to www.talialavore.com/thyroid180 And we chose that. I chose that name because we're going to take that thyroid and it's going to do a complete 180. Like, you're going to not even recognize yourself, right? It's going to be like a thyroid you never even knew before. And you can just go over there, check it out. And also to share this, you know, share this podcast episode, share the video. Like, we need to just share the wealth. It's completely free. There's no cost associated with it, but we need to get the word out there, because how many of you listening right now feel like Jana did, you know, in going in and out of these doctors, not getting answers, feeling judged, feeling guilty, like all these different things, and feeling like I'm going to be in this prison. I'm going to be in this prison that is my body for the rest of my life. And that's just not the case. And, you know, here's a little secret. It's not all about the thyroid. That's just a tiny secret there. Just a little secret. So we're going on a magic thyroid carpet ride, people. I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to knock your socks off. It's going to straight up change your life, because it doesn't have to be this way. Right, Jana? Like, Jana realized, like, it doesn't have to be this way. She's ready to rock and roll. Now, Jana and I are going to be working together in the very future. There may be the possibility that other people could work with us. We're just going to, you know, blow that. We don't know.
We're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun. And she's going to feel amazing. And I know everybody listening here can feel too. So like I said, head over to talialavore.com/thyroid180 and check it out. Share it with your friends, your girlfriend. How many people, you know, how many people do you know? I have good friends who are hairdressers. They hear about thyroid issues all the time. Share it with your mother-in-law. Maybe you don't like your mother-in-law. Maybe she's just a you know, B word, but maybe she's that way because she's got a thyroid issue. I don't know. Like, we all benefit from this, people. We all benefit.
Oh my word, Talia. So
I did want to end today with two things. One, I wanted to ask you, Jana, that what does 2019 look and feel like for you? Like, what does it look like?
Ooh, I love that. You know, every year I do a word for the year, and it's just kind of something that, you know, comes to mind for me. And I keep thinking about 2019 being vibrant. And so I don't know if that's quite my word for the year, but I do know that that is kind of the vibe and the feel, and then just kind of the hope that I have for that for 2019. So if that I don't know. Is that a good answer?
Oh, I think that's a great one.
Vibrant is good.
I don't know. You know, if somebody asked me that question, I don't know if I'd be prepared. Like, it's so funny because I was going to say, like, what would be one or two words that you think about when you think about 2019? And I love it. I love that vibrant. It's got a lot of, it's got kind of like a sexiness too about it, which I like.
Yeah.
But it's got like a glow. It's good.
Yeah. And just, there's so many things when you think about something being vibrant, like it's visible, it's exciting. It's so many things. And I feel like that's just been a part of my personality that I've kept at bay because like I said, I feel like I've been in this foreigner's body and life for the last decade. So yeah, I'm excited for the new year and just all the wonderful things that will happen.
I think 2019 is Jana Unleashed.
Oh, I love it. Ooh, it's gonna go above my computer.
Unleashed. This is the year that Jana's unleashed. And this can be the year for other women too. Like I cannot stinking wait to reach as many women as possible and just shift so many of those beliefs, the beliefs that we've created over time. And, you know, a lot of them really, you know, I believe in responsibility. We have to take responsibility moving forward, but you do know that many of those beliefs came because you're exposed to all these different things, came from your experiences. But the greatest part is, like you said, that we can start to lay down new pathways with new thoughts and create new beliefs. And literally, I love this idea of unleashed. I almost like have this vision of you like slowly unwrapping a box and this like glowing orb comes out of it. It's like, ah!
Oh, I love it.
I don't know, girl.
I love it.
It's going to be amazing.
I need to talk to you every day and be like, that sounds good.
No, I did say earlier that this wasn't like the episode of like Jana, you know, Jana used Gila Monster Spit to lose 80 pounds. That being said, though, I have this feeling that we're going to touch base again and do this again sometime next year, middle of the year, and who knows? And there's going to be some pretty impressive headlines, but, you know, it's going to be awesome. But so,
oh, I love it. I have the same feeling.
And where can my listeners find you? Your fabulousness, your services, and just watch you on this journey.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I am on Instagram the most. That's probably my social media platform of choice. So you can find me there. It's at the Jana Bishop. Jana Bishop was taken over by some like 65-year-old woman that only posts like 8 times. I was so bummed.
I'd be like slipping her a hundy and be like, oh. Hey, lady. Give it up, lady.
Can I have my name? So I kept going back and forth. I'm like, the Jana Bishop sounds so like snooty, but there was really no other option.
That's okay. It's part of Jana Unleashed.
There you go. It's the Jana Bishop. And then my website is janabishop.com. So it's Jana, just one N, and then bishop.com. So yeah.
Yay. And I know that a lot of people here know what you do and who you are because you have quite the following. Because you, I mean, for those of you who don't know Jana, she is a heart of gold. She really, really does. And just, it comes across in everything you do. And even though that's not necessarily part of your quote unquote business, it just comes across in everything that you put out there. Mm-hmm. So tell people really quick what you do too.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
I just want to hear.
So I create and sell stock photos, which are really good for people when they're trying to kind of create a cohesive look for their brand. So, you know, you may be really good at blogging, but you want to drive traffic back to your blog. Well, you can use stock photos to put out on Pinterest to drive people back to a certain blog post. You can use stock photos on Instagram to keep your feed moving along in case you're not like one of those people that wants to post a selfie of yourself every day. You can use them on Facebook ads. They're just a lot of fun. So my current gallery has over 4,000 stock photos in it. So I have an annual membership that you can join and it's really cheap and you get access to all of the photos for the entire year. And then I also created Lightroom presets. which are amazing, and people love them because you can basically get a really nice clean look on your photos that you take on your own phone. So you don't have to buy stock photos. You can take your own photos and then put a preset on it and get a really pretty edit. And it's just a lot of fun. So I'm all about empowering business owners to have whatever they need to stand out online, create their digital product, get out there, have your business. Like, I just want everybody to succeed. So I'm constantly trying to create products to help, especially women, do that.
See, this is why, even though it doesn't seem like what we do jives, right? We've got like stock photos and Lightroom presets, and then we've got thyroid and but it all comes down to the fact that within ourselves, and this is hard to grasp sometimes, but we can do it. We have what it takes. We have what it takes. Yeah. And if we just have a few little resources that we can reach out to and the right people guiding us, we can accomplish great things, whether it's within a business that you're starting on your own, whether it's with your health. Like, there's a lot of similarities there. So I see it. I'm not reaching.
You're the best.
I'm not reaching. But like I said, Jana and I will be working very closely together in the new year. And depending on when you're hearing this, you know, makes a difference in your life. But there may be the opportunity for other people to join Jana on this journey. We're just saying, putting it out there. So make sure you put your little, you know, elf ears on or whatever, and just be aware of what's going on out there, following Jana at the Jana Bishop. No, it's not. And we'll keep everybody posted. And I want everybody to remember to head over to tallylavoie.com/thyroid180 so that I can share with you major secrets of why you're feeling stuck when it comes to your thyroid and what you can do about it. It's going to literally be life-changing. This is going to be what it takes to get you to blank unleashed. This is not just Jana's term. We can put all our names in there. 2019 is going to be amazing. I can't wait, because it's just going to be exponential growth. Like, we're going to impact more and more and more people. So thank you so much, Jana, for coming on, for sharing the good, the bad, the ugly. There's literally no ugly with Jana, because she's such a sweetheart. But I can't wait to have you on next time. I think it's going to be good stuff.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much, Talia. I love this.
All right. I love you too. And I'll be sure to link everything up in the show notes that we talked about today so that people have access to you and all the resources we talked about. So, all right, girl, I will talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye.
Well, there you have it. Friends, the lovely Jana Bishop. I truly do adore her. Obviously, I probably say this all the time, but I'm not going to bring people on that I don't adore. I just feel like we need to maintain an amazing energy and really, you know, be a place to be inspired and uplifted and to see possibility and potential. And of course, you could see that when you listened to Jana today. I really enjoyed having her on and sharing her story. I think that she has made so much progress with her mindset, and there's so much to be learned by what she shared about shifting your mindset and how that can just make your life more pleasurable in the now, and also give you the energy and the confidence that you will be able to achieve your goals in the future. So she was such a pleasure to talk with today, and I know you probably love her now almost as much as I do. And don't forget that I have that link for you, that link that will take you to the video that is going to finally rock your thyroid world, that is going to give you the answers to your burning questions about why you still feel like crap when it comes to your thyroid, and why taking that thyroid medication is just not moving the needle. So head on over to tallylavoie.com/thyroid180180, and you will find all of the details there. I can't wait to hear what you think about it. I can't wait to really start creating some shifts in you, and for you to reach out to me after you watch that and tell me how much your mind has been blown and how you cannot wait to start making some changes and getting to the root of why you feel the way you do, and knowing that
This is not a life sentence for you by any means, and your future is very bright. This is You Unleashed 2019. So with that, thank you again for joining me. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love to hear your feedback. You can go to iTunes or wherever you listen to the podcast and leave a review. I would be just over the moon. You can also leave me a message on this podcast and ask me questions, give me feedback, share any insights that you have. I would love to hear what you've got to say. And don't forget to share this with anybody that you think would be moved or inspired. We are all about taking care of each other and spreading the word. So that's it for now. I can't wait to see you in the next episode, and I will talk to you soon.